So we are continuing today in Mishnah Yomi. We find ourselves in Perek Beis. We're actually going to be doing the last Mishnah in the second chapter, last Mishnah in Perek Beis, and first Mishnah in Perek Gimel, the third chapter. So Mishnah Hey, Perek Beis. Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, chapter 2, the fifth Mishnah. Mechapen esakatzios bekash. So an interesting case over here. Let's say a person had spread out figs in his field to dry out. The concern, of course, is that if it rains, that could ruin the figs. So therefore, the Mishnah says what you can do is you can go ahead and cover the spread out figs with straw. The straw serves as a layer of protection upon the figs, and this would be permitted, even though, again, spreading out straw requires a significant amount of exertion. But halacha lemaisa, this once again is what we call a davar ha'avad. I'm trying to go out and save myself from loss, and therefore it is permitted. Af ma'abin. Not only that, you could even actually, ma'abin is interesting. The Bartanur says, shenosnin osan zu al gav zu va'osin kaminkri. So ma'abin means you pile the figs very high on top of each other. Now what that does is, essentially, I'm willing to sacrifice the top layer of figs in order to protect the figs which are underneath it. So that is permitted as well. Mochre peros, ksus v'kelim, so people, merchants who sell fruit, clothing, other articles, or utensils. Mochrim b'tzina l'tzorech ha'moed, they can sell privately for the purposes of the moed. So the idea is, if you have a store that's open, what the Mishnah says is that really you shouldn't keep your store open in the way that it's open throughout the year, right? But rather, again, it calls what you should do it privately. Should do it privately. So the Baratunur explains what that means is, you know, if you have three doors, only open two doors. So do some type of shinui, some type of change from the way you normally keep your business open. Hatsayodin vahadashashos vahagarusos. It's interesting. So tsayodin are trappers, right? People who trap animals. Dashashos are people who go ahead and pound grain, grind grain. And garusos are people who grind up lentils. Osin b'tzina l'tzorech hamoed. Once again, they are permitted to do work, but again, in private, for the purposes of chalamaid. For the purposes of a chalamaid. So once again, the issue over here is, why do these people have to work in private? This seems to be the needs of the moed, the needs of yachid. Because remember, interestingly enough, the Bartanur explains, these are the types of labor that are done large scale. Large scale labor. So the concern with anything large scale is that it's going to look like that potentially I'm doing something for after Yom Tov as well. So in order to avoid that particular issue, they could do what they need for Chol HaMoed, but they have to do it privately. Rabbi Yossi says, actually, again, these workers, the Tzayadin, the Dashashos, the Gerusos, they're Machmir, and ultimately, again, they don't even do work, even Betzina, even privately. Now the Bartanur says, "Vein halach Rabbi Yossi." The halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi, but rather, again, even these type of merchants who normally do large scale malacha are permitted to do what is necessary for the Chol HaMoed, but are encouraged to do it privately. Mazel tov on finishing Perek Beis. We now come to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Eilu Magalchin b'moed. So remember, again, in general, the halacha is that one is not permitted to go ahead and take a haircut or shave on Chol HaMoed. Now, what's interesting is as follows. Technically speaking, there's nothing wrong with taking a haircut or shaving on Chol HaMoed. But what Chazal were concerned about is that a person is not going to take care of their grooming needs before Yom Tov, because they'll figure, you know what, I'll just leave it, I'll take care of it on Chol HaMoed. And the problem is, the Gemara says that a person's going to enter into Yom Tov Kishu Menuvel, in a state of being unkempt. Therefore, in order to avoid this concern, what Chazal said is, you can't shave, but take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. This encourages everyone to take care of their grooming needs prior to Yom Tov. However, there are certain exceptions. And the exceptions, on the most basic level, are any individuals who, because of extenuating circumstances, were precluded from shaving or haircutting before Chol HaMoed. So, for examples, Haba Medina Sayam, someone who was traveling overseas and got back right before Yom Tov and didn't have a chance to take care of his grooming needs. Or Mibei Shir, someone who was in captivity. Or Mibei Sasurin, or someone who was incarcerated. So these are situations where, again, a person didn't have the ability to take care of his grooming needs before Yom Tov. Therefore, he's permitted to do so in Chol HaMoed. V'amenudah Shetreel Lacham, similarly, if somebody was excommunicated. So interestingly enough, historically, when someone was excommunicated, part of the excommunication was that you weren't allowed to shave or take a haircut. So let's say someone's excommunication is lifted on Chol HaMoed, they're permitted to shave and take a haircut. Interestingly enough, so too, let's say I took a neder. Let's say I took a vow not to cut my hair and not to shave. And then I was released from that vow on Chol HaMoed. Ultimately, again, that would be licensed to shave on Chol HaMoed as well. And lastly, v'ha-nazir v'ha-mitzora ha'olam mitumasu l'taros. Or a nazir, right? A person takes a Nazirite vow. In addition to not drinking wine or eating grapes, he also can't cut his hair or shave. So let's say his neder nazirus, his Nazirite vow, ends on Chol HaMoed, or mitzora ha'olam mitumasu, or someone who was a mitzora, ultimately, again, who goes from a state, that's a person that's saras. So a person, part of his purification process is he cuts his hair and he shaves. Let's say his tara process, his purification process, takes place on Chol HaMoed, he'd be permitted to go ahead and shave and take a haircut on Chol HaMoed as well. So again, what you begin to see is essentially any extenuating circumstance which precluded you from shaving or haircutting, taking care of your grooming needs before Chol HaMoed, would allow you to take care of your grooming needs on Chol HaMoed itself. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Looking forward to continuing tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.